So, Happy New Year to the Western time zone. I was loosening the little wire cage around the top of my bottle of pomegranate organic sparkling cider. And I was, because I was going to pop this at the end of the show, because in a lot of ways, really, at the end of the show is what kind of, for me, sort of starts a new year without the weekly show and spending more time on my therapies for this horrible buzzing that I've got going on in my head. And I really, you know, I'm looking forward to this. And I also very much enjoyed the show, but we were just going to have a little celebration. And I loosened the little wire cage around the top of the cork of this bottle, and the cork popped. I didn't even touch the cork. The whole thing just popped right there during the news break. So I'm enjoying the sparkling cider with you. It wasn't my plan, but, you know, I guess the universe had a different idea for the time of the celebration. The time is now, then. And we've got more of your calls to get to coming up, your predictions for 2012 on Coast to Coast, and we're lining them up as we speak. I think all the lines are locked, but we'll try and get one for you. Maybe the Skype line is open, and that's about it. But I did look up the idea of the next president that serves in the United States, according to some predictions, will die, whoever that is. And I want to get back to that before we get back to your predictions next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. So I've been looking it up, I'm having a hard time actually finding anything about the death of the 44th president. Although this is, of course, hearkening back to a previous caller who said that this is going to happen with whoever is elected. It could be Barack Obama. If Barack Obama is the 44th president, then he only has a year to live. If it's somebody else, the curse might be transferred. I don't know exactly. It's a little confusing because the Tecumseh curse, as we've talked about before on Coast to Coast, it had some validity to it. Although there's no record of Tecumseh, the famous Native American, actually having said that President Harrison will die and every great leader will die every 20 years after him. There is no proof of that. It kind of happened. I mean, within reasonably every 20 years, right up to Reagan in 1980, who was shot, but survived. And by all rights, perhaps should have died in terms of where he was shot and how severe the wound ended up being. Had it not been so close to a hospital, that might have happened. It had been another era, for sure. But in any event, I'm trying to find where it comes into play with President Barack Obama. And because they were talking about in 2000 that, you know, that whoever would be elected, that would have been the next 20 years. So in, you know, from 1980 to 2000, that would have been the next president. And George W. Bush obviously got through without anything happened to him. And that's why they say, well, maybe the Tecumseh curse was broken with President Reagan. And sure, there may have been attempts, but just attempts doesn't count. But I did find this on a website, so I'm just reading this to you as it's reported. I have no way of vetting this myself. But a prediction was made by a psychic back when President Barack Obama was elected the 44th president by popular vote, that they said that, in his opinion, he may not survive the presidency due to several assassination attempts. And that there would be a new president by the year 2010, regardless of who won the election of 2008. But then again, that didn't happen. So, you know, maybe that's the kind of the curse that's still lingering out there. But I haven't been able to find anything that ties him back to the Tecumseh curse. But who knows? Somebody else might know more about that. As we're doing predictions for 2012 on Coast to Coast, Mike is in New York on a wildcard line on Coast to Coast. Mike?
Hey, Ian, Happy New Year.
And to you, Happy New Year.
I hate gloom and doom, but I need to, this is the prediction. In the Middle East, possibly one nuclear attack, and we're going to be in trouble with Russia and China over this deal in the Straits of Hormuz.
Why are we going to be in trouble with them over that?
Pardon me?
Why are we going to be in trouble if Iran is the one talking about mining the Straits of Hormuz? Why are we going to be in trouble?
Because of the oil.
Right. But I mean, why would they be mad at us if Iran says they're going to mine the Straits of Hormuz?
Well, from what I've heard, we have a whole lot of we have a fleet over there.
Yep.
They have a fleet over there, and bad things can happen.
That's always true. All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Let me get to Carol in Wyoming on Coast to Coast on a wild card line. Carol?
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My prediction for 2012 is, as it gets closer to December of 2012, I think we're going to see an increase in solar flares. And I think there's a strong possibility these solar flares are going to affect our aged electrical grid, and that could result in even a rotating blackouts to make up for the damage that's done by the solar flares to our solar grid.
Yeah, well, definitely. If we get those kind of solar flares, you're right. We would be very vulnerable on that. And that's your prediction. Then more solar flares in 2012. Jim is in Glen Rose, Texas, east of the Rockies, on Coast to Coast. Jim.
Hey, evening, Ian. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year. Putting your prediction down.
Okay, I have to say, you guys have a right to buzz me. I was the one that made the Willie Nelson prediction for marijuana legalization, and
yeah.
I missed. So you guys,
okay,
buzz
go
away.
Ahead, go ahead, buzz. The Willie Nelson would testify to Congress and get legislation passed that would decriminalize marijuana. Wasn't that your prediction? Yeah.
Yes, it was basically.
Okay,
and I would like to thank you also for your respectful portrayal of that prediction yesterday. I was very grateful that you worded the way you did.
Well, I'm all for it. It's about time we stopped wasting money on that. And yeah, but so now what? What do you see for 2012?
I'm not going to touch on the subject of any assassinations. I just wouldn't wish that on anyone for any reason, even if it was a prediction. But I will predict that Eric Holder is fired.
Yeah.
And that this will cause Obama not to run for re-election. That is my actual prediction.
If he fires him, why would he not run for re-election? That would surprise
because
me.
Because it's gonna turn ugly. It's gonna backfire on him. It's gonna open up a hornet's nest. And Obama and the Democratic Party, even though Hillary will take the nomination, Hillary will not win. I really believe that if Ron Paul is favored properly, that he could clean their clocks, but I think he's going to have to do it as a libertarian or an independent. I don't think the Republicans will give him the nomination.
Yeah, I think that's a safe, at this point anyway, I mean, I think that's a safe bet. But that's interesting about it, because this was a follow-up too, and thank you so much for your thoughts on that. Somebody else said last night about Eric Holder either resigning under pressure or being fired, and that it would affect Obama and he wouldn't win. I think getting rid of somebody like Eric Holder would help him. I think holding on to somebody, if they have done something which, you know, Eric Holder, the attorney general, has been accused of doing or being aware of or covering up or whatever, if that were the case and he held on to him, that would be the problem. You know, cutting loose of somebody who's done something, just saying, hey, look, you know, you gave it a try, but you're on your own. I'm not going to back you. I think that tends to get people reelected, but we'll see about that. Catherine is in Palm Springs, California, on Coast to Coast, west of the Rockies. Catherine?
Hi, Ian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, I pray to God that I'm wrong, but I believe that Russia and China are about to attack California.
California?
Well, United States.
Okay.
But specifically, I've been researching this for over 10 years, and so I know a lot of things. But right now in Laredo, Mexico, if you do a Google Earth search, you will see a major military complex that is said to be Chinese.
there in Laredo, Texas.
I'm sorry?
They have a Chinese military complex in Laredo, Texas.
Laredo, Mexico.
Oh, okay. Laredo, Mexico. That's different. Okay.
If you do a Google Earth, search.
Well, I can't. Google Earth won't tell me anything. It'll just show some buildings.
Yeah.
So. So
I'll tell you what it is. There are many pieces to this puzzle, and so when you put all the pieces together, it's really alarming. And so there's Border Patrol agents who 10 years ago were saying they were seeing Chinese soldiers marching on our borders down by Mexico. And so, and then put that on top of the Justice Department right now, and for 10 years at least, they're not backing our Border Patrol, but prosecuting them. Something's wrong. There's just something that doesn't smell right, doesn't pass the smell test. So okay. It's so many different pieces of the puzzle. It's just very alarming.
Well, I Googled what you said to Google, right? And I'm seeing that there is a there are Chinese workers and China, but I'm and I see a report back in March. Is that what you're referring to, where the about a Chinese troop buildup in Mexico back in March? Is what you're saying?
There's many different ones, and I'm going to tell you something else.
I can't find any other ones.
Take a look at Sudan and what happened there, where China sent their soldiers in dressed as oil field workers, and they sent them in that way. China was very, they really liked how Hitler did the Normandy thing, and they're good. In other words, sending their people in early.
How did Hitler do the Normandy thing? What do you mean by that?
And I'm trying to remember that situation. But in other words, he sent his people in. I don't remember exactly what it was. But in other words, it's like a Trojan horse type of thing where you send them in, as workers or something. See? And I know China did it for Sudan.
Okay.
They sent them in as oil field workers, but they were soldiers.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll keep an eye on that for 2012. And Jerry is in Canada on Coast to Coast. Jerry?
March, April, or May.
Yep.
In British Columbia, in and around the University of British Columbia, Stanley Park, Victoria Island, and in and around the downtown core of Vancouver.
Okay.
We're going to have a major problem with suburban wildlife attacking us.
Okay. Suburban wildlife meaning what?
Particularly like maybe groundhogs, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, and raccoons. It's going to start small where they're going to start chasing cats and dogs.
Okay.
But it's going to get to a point where they're going to start chasing little kids.
Okay.
And then it's going to get to a point where they're going to start attacking us, biting us. And a few people, I don't know how many, there's going to be deaths.
And well, I know you don't want this to happen, right?
I pray to God that's not going to happen.
But the squirrels and raccoons could turn on people in Vancouver. Is there a particular reason why Vancouver and around
it's in the water.
UBC? It's in the water.
It's in the water in Stanley Park. But it's going to get so bad that the police are one night, a couple of nights, they're going to go out and do a major call or a call.
C-U-L-L. Right, right.
Terminate all the wildlife. Suburban wildlife, like groundhogs. It's more particular raccoons. They're the vicious ones that they're going to be attacking.
They're the kind of the leaders?
They're not the leaders. They're just the majority of the attackers. They're going to be jumping from the trees. Do you know sometimes like in Portland, Oregon, where the crows or the falcons are attacking people when they're walking close to the nests?
Sure.
That's particularly what's going to be happening here. Or even like Canadian geese. You know when you walk close to a nest of a Canadian goose?
Right, they get very, very touchy. Sure.
People walking by. It's going to be happening when children and parents and everyday people walk by close to nesting grounds. That's when they're going to start attacking. But it's going to start small with the raccoons first. And then other wildlife animals will join in.
So the and you're actually predicting deaths, like a death by raccoon. By you don't mean like rabies. You mean like
they're not going, rabies.
Going they're for the jugular kind of a thing.
They're going to be biting them, tearing their skin off to the flesh and bone.
Wow.
They're going to be eating them.
Like piranha.
Like piranha, like a flying piranha raccoon.
Okay.
It's not going to be a high death toll. It's just going to be shocking. Maybe 12, 15.
That would be shocking. Let me tell you, dude, any century, any city, flying piranha raccoon falls under the shocking.
I know, but
that falls under the shocking category. So it doesn't matter whether there's...
The shocking point is that people are going to die. Like if I'm walking in Stanley Park, which is a massive park in Vancouver, and all of a sudden I'm walking, and this raccoon jumps from the tree and lands on my back and bites my neck, that's what's going to happen, and they're going to get you that way.
Yeah. And so it's in the water. What do we suspect is in the water that would make this happen?
We suspect that it might be, I don't want to sound gross on this night, but it's going to be like human feces.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a high fecal count in the water triggers the...
Yes.
A feral reaction of rogue raccoon.
Not rogue raccoon. They're just going to have a mental illness to them.
Well, that's what we call that. When an animal goes rogue, when it decides it gets a taste for human, that kind of a thing. So,
but it's not going to be the taste for human blood. It's just that reaction. It's the movement and its closeness to the proximity of their birth or their children or just their location. Of, if they see someone close by, they'll just attack.
Okay, and you live near this, what do you call it, Stanley Park?
I've been seeing early signs of this where little chipmunks, they've been chasing larger dogs, like pit bulls and poodles and cockerel spaniels and stuff like that.
Right.
I haven't seen anything happen with raccoons because they're still kind of resting.
They're laying back.
They're laying low.
Yeah.
But it's just the smaller suburban life animals. And then slowly it's going to build to the raccoons. We do have a large deer and bear population.
But they're not on board.
Not yet. But if we don't stop it in late April, it could spread to the entire province of British Columbia.
Okay.
And we're talking bears, raccoons, moose, caribou, trout, salmon.
Wait, how are the trout and salmon? Then we really are talking piranha. Then
the wildlife situation can go on board.
Okay. All right.
I hope that doesn't happen. But from insects to falcons.
Okay.
To American eagles.
All right. Well, you knew America was going to be involved in there somewhere.
America won't be affected.
Oh, no.
It's just the Canadian Pacific Northwest.
We will keep an eye on that, and you are down.
Thanks,
2012.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, and appreciate that. And that brings us up to our next round coming up on Coast to Coast of flying piranha raccoon. That, I don't care whether they're not killing people. That would be shocking. If they're just doing it, landing on your back and going, ha, and then jumping off, that would still be a shocking development. But that's just what the prediction show is all about. Is what do you think is coming in 2012? What do you want to lock in your prediction for? Make sure you do that right now. We'll get you an open line. We'll give you the numbers coming up on Coast to Coast. And if you missed any of the show, remember, during the week, you battle insomnia and sometimes you get a couple of good nights in there and you don't want to miss Coast to Coast. Coast Insider gives you a chance to go back and listen to it on any time, on all sorts of different devices. So if you've got a smartphone, you can listen to it there. I do that all the time. Comes in handy. The Coast to Coast app, too. Find out more by going to your search box on your smartphone. Find out more, too, about becoming a Coast Insider at coasttocoastam.com. This is Ian Punnett. All right. So looking back on 2011, just popping on a bunch of pop tunes that were at the top of the charts for 2011, looking ahead for 2012, and now that my friend Greep reminded me of this, I should have volunteered to the last caller who said that Vancouver may be overrun with squirrels. Should that happen, See, it may already be happening. Should that happen, remember, Dracula the Vampire Dog, you know, that's the big controversy about my children's book from last year was that, as it turns out, vampire dogs eat squirrels, but they do it with a juice box straw. So it's, you know, kid friendly. So it was a fun book. You can still order that, by the way, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. Dracula, the Vampire Dog, and Dizzy the Mutt with a Propeller Butt, my two children's books over the last couple of years. I've got an adult book coming up in spring of 2013. It's a book that'll be coming out from Crown. And that's one of the things that I'll be doing more of in 2012 is finishing that manuscript and getting it turned in on time. That's not really why I'm leaving. It just will give me a chance to work a little bit more on it. But I am leaving The Weekly Show. And next week, John B. Wells takes over. And I hope you give him great support here on Coast to Coast. Back for your predictions of 2012 next. This is Ian Punnett. Michael in Florida, 2012 predictions on Coast to Coast. Michael, we're logging him in right now, and we'll check you a year from now. What do you think is going to be happening coming up?
All right. Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year.
All right, I say there's going to be a accidental biological release from an experimental lab sometime in 2012.
Yikes. What will that bring about?
You know, I'm not sure if it's chemical, it may be mixed or biological, but I think the reason behind it is some of these laboratories that are class 5, they're aging. A lot of budget cuts have been made, so they haven't been getting the funding that they need to keep up with the times, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. I think it's a fair point. I mean, the same things with our aging highways and bridges and stuff. But whether it's biological or chemical, are you predicting then this would be happening in a populated area?
Well, a lot of these laboratories are in secluded areas, but, you know, wind can carry it hundreds of miles. I'm thinking probably southwest or either upper northeast America. One of those areas,
okay.
Most likely.
So loss of life or, you know, just one of those things where kind of a canary in the coal mine.
Yeah. Right. I think it will depend on which way the wind carries it. Let's say if it's someplace outside of New Mexico, Las Cruces, for example, if it carries it towards the city, then yeah. But if it carries it, like the Santa Ana winds blows, it carries it a different way, then maybe not. But still, it would bring a lot of light. You know what I'm saying?
That's what a lot of people say will be the start of the zombie apocalypse, just so you know.
Yeah, kind of like the Stand, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll have to watch. Wouldn't that be awful if that's what happened? Thank you so much, then. You're locked in. And Jonathan is in Utah on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Jonathan?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So what's your prediction for 2012?
My prediction is something huge is going to happen in London in the Summer Olympics. And specifically, I think it's going to be a staged alien invasion.
Okay. Staged by whom?
Well, personally, I am a believer of the whole New World Order thing. And so, you know, just the elite, the people who pull the strings, whatever you want to call them. And, I mean, really, what would bring the world together as one more than an outside threat, you know? You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you look at, actually, did you see it was a ceremony in, I think it was like the 80s, it was the Olympics, and they had it was really strange. They had it was like a UFO and a alien, I mean, it was obviously fake, and, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, no, I mean, it sounds like an amalgam of a couple of stories, so I'm just trying to follow you.
This is the actual ceremony at the Olympic Games. So if you YouTube it, you can find it. It's pretty interesting. But anyways, I think that there's going to be a stage alien invasion, in London this year. And, if you also look at some of the commercials and advertisements for the Olympics, there's a bunch of weird kind of subtle hints in my mind that point to it, because there's like little UFOs flying around carrying words and whatnot in these commercials. I don't know. It's pretty interesting if you check it out. But, yeah, mark my words and record that, and we'll see.
All right. We'll see. You're down. And that brings us to Bethany on the Skype line in Nashville as we try and get an open line for you to make your prediction for 2012. Bethany?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Oh, the Skype line sounds a little like you're in the middle of a room there. Are you looking at your computer screen as you're talking to us?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. All right. Just might want to lean forward a little bit so we get a good read on your mic. So what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, my prediction is I believe there's going to be some sort of government conspiracy with agricultural crops.
Okay.
And I believe it's going to involve bananas in some way. And I think, I mean, I'm not 100% sure on the details, but I'm thinking some government, possibly China, but possibly some other countries as well, will be releasing toxins, and these are going to infect of certain crops, such as bananas. And it's either going to lead to just the complete extinction of that particular crop, or it's going to lead to widespread illness for, you know, animals and humans. And, you know, it's just going to be a widespread virus because of originally the government's interaction with agriculture.
Well, I'm going to go along with your suggestion just because I like the way you say bananas. So,
oh, thank you. I like the way that you say words too.
No. I said like bananas. I like bananas. So we're going to go with that. So, let's hope that you're right. Just so all next year I can say bananas. Thank you so much, Bethany. Paul is in Florida. First time caller line on Coast to Coast. Paul.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. Prediction for 2012.
Yes, I've heard some really sad predictions, but I have a more positive prediction to make.
Wait, you're not calling flying piranha raccoons sad, are you?
No, well, some of it's pretty disturbing, but
okay.
I have a more positive prediction to make this time.
Because I'm totally geeked about flying piranha raccoons, I don't mind telling you. Okay, but all right, so what's your prediction?
I predict that Ron Paul will be our next president. We will finally get somebody in office who will do what he says he'll do. He'll start working towards ending these wars, bringing our troops home, balancing our budget, and closing those unnecessary bases all around the world. Our economy will benefit, the whole world will benefit, and be a lot better place. No more need for this war on terror, and the world will survive to make it past 2013.
Well, I think that there's truth to what you're saying. I mean, I'd like to see some of these bases get closed, too, although I don't know that those host countries would want us to be pulling out either. So we must be getting some sort of benefit from being in some of these countries economically.
Yeah, but we don't need to be in Japan and Germany and have bases there. You know, the war was over with them since World War II, right?
Yeah, but I think they may be just strategic, but fair enough. All right, well, that'd be interesting to see what happens. And we'll know more. I mean, Ron Paul, according to that poll I mentioned earlier, is in second place still, and I wasn't breathing down Mitt Romney's neck. John is in Monroe, Louisiana. I think this is our second person from Louisiana tonight on Coast to Coast. John, what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, hey, how are you doing? I predict that a major earthquake is actually going to hit California sometime around March to mark the one-year anniversary of the Japan earthquake.
Interesting. Okay, well, that would just be then not kind of a cosmic marking of the earthquake, but just kind of coincidental to it?
A little bit coincidental and a somewhat of a pattern leading up into something big coming in the next few years.
All right, 2012. There was an earthquake already tonight in off the coast of Japan, but no damage and no threat of tsunami. So they say. John is in Oklahoma on Coast to Coast. John?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, right on, man. Happy New Year.
Right on to you, too.
I also have tinnitus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You're a brother of the buzz.
Yeah, but you said it. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of my major concerns about, well, it would be predictions, but this is actually a positive, and it's that the realization that all man, that we all live forever, that our souls continue, and that, you know, that's it's an awakening at this time that we share now, that we share with each other, we share with love, and that we're going to live forever. So, hey, people out there, America, the world, what's up?
All we're right, gonna live forever. Gonna live hey, John, forever, right on. John, I love that. Right on. Well, yeah. let me ask you this: when we live forever, do we have to live forever with the tinnitus, or does the tinnitus go away?
Well, no, it's music. Well, then, that's music. Know, we don't have that.
with our
flesh anymore. After you know, our soul, and after our spirit, because we are all gonna live forever, and that's why we got to treat each other good.
Okay. Well, it's
treat each other with love.
Well, I think that's true.
And, you know.
Well, God bless you for that. I sure hope you're right on that, and thank you. And I sure hope you're right that somewhere that tinnitus turns into music. That'd be nice. My luck, in the afterlife, it would turn into, like, the music of Kenny G or something like that. Like, no! I'll take the buzz. Let me go to, let's see, we have Roy in Pittsburgh on Coast to Coast. And I don't know why it's not showing up, but Nathan, who's the caller underneath Roy from? Well, let me get to Mike from Bakersfield first, and then we'll get to Roy first. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey, all right. So what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I had to lie to your call screener, tell her it was about McDonald's losing profits. But do you remember what happened on May 16th?
Wait. You had to lie to the call screener? Well, then I'm not going to let you get in. I mean, if you lied to get in, no, we support each other here. If for whatever reason, and I don't know exactly what you're talking about, if she said no and you lied to get on, no, I'm just going to cut that off right there because that's just wrong. That started earlier with another caller, Suleiman, who lied to get on the air. And listen, you got to respect Gina, and especially you regular callers, some people who I understand have OCD. And they just have to call every night. Do they just have to call on every subject? And I get that. I mean, you've got compulsions you can't control. And you may be frustrated radio personalities, and hijacking the show seems pretty easy. But I wish, you know, if she said no on something, well, then you got to respect that. And I'm going to respect that anyway if you don't. Don is in Las Vegas on Coast to Coast. Don?
Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
Doing all right. What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I think we'll see a seismic event in the state of Wyoming. I think it'll be about a 7.2, and I would look up to the Yellowstone area, bordering or pretty close to Yellowstone. But I think it'll be a very, very significant seismic event.
You know what would be really cool? If they had a seismic event in Wyoming, which, you know, being a less populated state might result in less, you know, wouldn't be major loss of life or anything. But it would be really cool if it revealed more prehistoric dinosaur bones.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see some volcanic activity, some volcanic ash also falling in populated areas, and probably look to the Pacific Northwest, a place like Mount Rainier or Washington State. And I think that's going to be really significant this coming year with some upheavals, and it will kind of blot out the sun and cause the temperature to drop during the daytime, and it'll be really significant, I think, there.
Wow. Well, that would be very serious and very difficult for farmers, et cetera. But thank you for that prediction. And Roy is in Pittsburgh, California, on Coast to Coast. Roy?
Happy New Year.
And to you, it's the prediction show. Go ahead.
How are you? Okay, I have two predictions, sir. My first one is about the Super Bowl. And it's going to be a Bay Area Super Bowl between the San Francisco 49ers and the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And the champion will be the San Francisco 49ers. Alex Smith will actually be the MVP, believe it or not.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing you are a 49ers fan.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to watch the game tomorrow. I'm waiting. I'm going to actually watch both games because I have a lot of Raider. My family's Raider fans, and my family's both minor Raider fans. So we're rooting for both teams because we want this to happen. You know.
Well, I think it'd be fun to watch. I wish you the best of luck on that, and I love your laugh. Let me go to, let's see who we've got to been waiting the longest. Jeff is in Ontario on the international line on Coast to Coast. Jeff?
Hello, sir. Yes, I have two predictions. The first one is I predict that there's going to be more activity in regards to the spirals and Project Bluebeam. I think they're going to be calibrating it more so this year. So there's going to be more videos out. And my second one is I believe they're going to try to introduce a world currency to help save the economy.
Well, I've heard, you know, I've been hearing that new world currency thing for a dozen years, so I'd be surprised if it happens. But tell me about Project Bluebeam.
Well, Project Bluebeam is allegedly it involves the space station, satellites, and laser beams that they've been putting contrails and chemtrails up in the upper atmosphere, and it kind of creates like a silver screen, so they're able to project upon it. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Norwegian spiral.
Yeah, I have. Sure, I've seen photos of that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to be implementing religion in that also by maybe projecting Jesus, Buddha, every other one, and they're going to meld into one being, and it's going to announce that that everything that you've been taught is inaccurate, and this is what I meant, and they're going to just lay it out, and it's going to be the introduction to the new world order and the person in charge, which is the Antichrist. And I'm pretty positive that that this is going to take place, because it's there's been a lot of stuff being done with Project Bluebeam, and if anybody
What's
wants to
stuff?
Look it up, it's really
What?
Interesting.
Who's doing a lot of stuff? Who's?
I think it has to do with the U.S. government, along with the other cooperating governments.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I will look into that. I was looking as you were talking, and it sounded like, from what I'm seeing anyway, that this is something that goes back to 1994, and it's a Canadian theory. And that the two proponents of that theory were, according to supporters of Project Bluebeam investigations, were assassinated, the two co-founders of that. So I'll have to look into that. You know, here in all these years, I've been doing the show, and no one's ever said Project Bluebeam to me. So now I got to go look that up. But that's okay, because that's what the show's all about. That's why we're doing the prediction show for 2012, looking ahead, and only one more hour to look ahead in. So you got to lock in your predictions now if you want to make them official on Coast to Coast and be ready to be adjudicated this time next year on whether you got it right or whether you got it wrong. The lines are filling up right now, including a Skype line all the way from Northern Italy on the way on Coast to Coast. And I hope you keep following me on Twitter, Deacon Punnett, D-E-A-C-O-N, Deacon Punnett, P-U-N-N-E-T-T. Sign up so we can keep talking, even though I'll be cutting down to one a month coming up on Coast to Coast.